Our text for this morning's meditation is from John chapter 16, these words, "It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." So our text, you may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our text for this morning's meditation tells us of the gifting of the Holy Spirit, the sending of the Helper by Jesus to those who would believe in him. This is simple enough to understand. After Christ would ascend into heaven, he would send his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to his church gathered there in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. Our text then is one of prophecy. It's one of foretelling of what was going to happen. And at first glance, then, it seemed like there is not really much to think about. The sending of the Holy Spirit, the sending of a gift of God, the receiving of a gift of God. But of course, it is quite interesting, isn't it, that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit would not simply be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but a sending of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, by Christ, to those who believe in him, as a gift, as something given, not out of obligation, but out of love. So then, the first question that faces us this morning is the question of gifts in general, gifts to us from God. What's that all about, that God would give us gifts? Well, my senior year in high school, 1984, one of the teachers of the school, a well-meaning and popular teacher, wanted to start a new club, a club for the gifted and talented. Remember that fad? Gifted and talented fad? Now, the way the club was supposed to work was that students would need to be nominated by teachers for the club, students who were particularly gifted and talented, and many indeed were nominated. Many of the students were. But all of them, every last one of them who were nominated, turned down their nomination, refusing to participate. Why? Well, they didn't want any of their friends to think that they themselves thought that they were any better than their friends, that somehow they had been given special gifts and talents that their friends didn't have. So the club for the gifted and talented, it went down in flames. Now, understand, it's not that the students nominated for the club didn't have gifts and talents. They all did. And they all knew. They all knew they had special abilities, even unique attributes that were theirs by nature, that is, gifts and talents, for which they could take no credit at all. Of course, as Christians, we know that all of our gifts and talents come from God, our Heavenly Father. Every good gift, we read in James, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Yes, all of our gifts and talents, they come from God. Our everyday abilities and capacities, they're gifts from God. And even though they vary from person to person to person, God shortchanges no one. It's what a friend of mine used to say all the time. God shortchanges no one. That is, God gives every person the gifts and talents they need for this life. This was never so obvious to me as when I was helping a member of our church up in Silver Creek. Leon, a cabinet maker, put some cabinets together one evening in his shop. Now, Leon had huge, huge hands, and the drills he would hold as he was driving the screws into the cabinets looked minuscule, like he was using toy drills as he held them. Now, I struggled to hold them. This was back before they had the small ones they have now. My hands lacked the strength and size that his had, and I pointed that out to Leon, somewhat bemoaning the fact that I wish my hands were bigger. And Leon looked at me and he said, "Well, I can't type with these hands." That's all he said. Turns out his fingers were too big to use any keyboard he had found. If he tried to push one key, he would push two or three. That's how big his fingers were. His wife had to do all his computer work for him. When it comes to gifts and talents, God shortchanges no one. Of course, the variety of gifts and talents God gives to us can become a source of conflict, can't they? Our coveting of a gift and talent a neighbor has, or even worse, our despising of the gift or talent that God has given to us as worthless. Add to that society's weighting, judging, ranking of gifts and talents, praising some and ignoring others, and that certainly doesn't help our situation. If only we could all be singers and dancers and actors and athletes or reporters. Poor us. How miserable can we make ourselves by bemoaning the gifts we don't have, the talents we don't possess? In college, I took 8 semesters of piano and 2 semesters of organ. That was 4 years of intense practice that was required for my degree. And I really wanted to play the piano, but it just wasn't there, and it still isn't. I can only handle one note at a time, blowing through a piece of metal, and I struggle with that sometimes. Adding insult to injury, I asked one of the organ students there in college once how she learned to play, and she said, and when she'd learned to play, and she said, "Well, I was about 5. I remember her saying, "I was about 5, and I'd sit next to my mom on the organ and just copy what she did with her hands. And I was playing for church by 11. How miserable can we make ourselves, bemoaning a gift or talent we lack? Very, very. Let's repent of our fickleness here, of our anger with God even, of our lack of willingness to acknowledge, in fact, all of the gifts and talents God has given each and every one of us, varied as they may be. Now, of course, there is one gift that God has given to each and every one of us. And the one gift that God has given to every human being throughout the earth is His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, Jesus is God's gift to us. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So we read in John 3. And in Romans 3, how that gift of Jesus to each and every one of us actually works. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. Yes, Jesus is a gift, God's gift to us. Therefore, justified before our Father in heaven through faith in Jesus, believing that the blood He shed on the cross was shed for our sin. Daily then, because we have been given this gift of Jesus, we can live in the gift of peace, knowing our sins are forgiven. We can live in the gift of hope, looking forward to the future with assurance and strength, the strength that faith in Christ provides to us every day. We can live each day with the gift of confidence. No matter what is happening in the world around us, and we can live each day in fellowship and union with our Savior Jesus Christ, and not in loneliness, as He's promised always to be with us. And what happens when we receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ sacramentally, in with and under bread and wine, but that we are strengthened by Jesus, God's gift to us? His only begotten Son, in whom we have life and salvation. That is this wonderful gift of God continues to be with us and continues to work among us. And yet, that's not all. That's not all. And here's where we finally come to our text. And that is through Jesus, by means of Jesus, another gift has been given to us, given to each and every one of us. And that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus. Here's not a speaking about some sort of general divine power that comes upon us, but by the Spirit of Jesus himself, who calls and gathers and enlightens and sanctifies us, keeping us from day to day to day in Jesus, convicting us that we daily need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We heard that in the gospel reading, convicting us daily that we need our Lord and Savior Jesus, his free gift of justification before our Father in heaven. Not only to overcome sin and live forever, but to live in the here and now, in the strength which he provides. Still, the Holy Spirit would assure us that this is so, that Jesus is just who he says he is. And Jesus does what he says he does, and Jesus will do what he says he will do. So Jesus said to the woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. A reference to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, is also given to us as a gift to convince us that Jesus, and not Satan, is in control of the world. Jesus is, not Satan. In these end times. Daily, we have to be assured of this, especially as the news each evening can send us into a psychological tailspin with nothing but despair and fear and dread being the result. It was, after all, at the cross that Satan was judged, his claim to mankind negated by the death and resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Now, all who believe in Christ, who are baptized into Christ, are the sons and daughters, not of the devil, but of God. So we heard in the Old Testament reading, behold, God is our salvation. We will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is our strength and our song, and he's become our salvation. You know, a funny thing about gifts and talents, God given gifts and talents, is that as we grow older and get over ourselves, we often pick up and dust off gifts and talents that we had discarded in childhood as unwanted nuisances. I don't want to do that. Ran across a notice the other day of a good friend from high school. His last name was Javernick, so it was easy to kind of spot his name. My pole vaulting buddy, our valedictorian, who went on to the University of Colorado to study biology. I haven't seen him since high school. But it turns out he's now an art professor at a college in Ohio, specializing in paintings based on all the types of things you can see under a microscope. I'd love to know how he got to that point in his life. I don't remember him doing anything artistic in high school short of collecting Vans tennis shoes and driving a VW Beetle convertible blue. You see, he must have been so focused on other things that his talent for art lay dormant for years. God's gift to him. Well, what about the gift of Jesus given to each and every one of us in our childhood, at our baptisms? What about the gift of the Holy Spirit who Christ has sent to us? Is it our tendency in our pursuit of this and that in this life to ignore these good and perfect gifts to us from God and all of the benefits which they would share with us? Let's not do that. Let's simply receive these wonderful gifts of God with the arms of faith and rejoice that they have been given. They have been given to us. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing the offertory.